While the COVID-19 pandemic remains a public health crisis, a new study finds drug overdoses appear to be increasing during the pandemic. It also makes recommendations on how the federal government can best target resources to help people in Ohio and other states with high numbers of overdoses. With me to talk about that is Dr. Anand Parekh, Chief Medical Advisor of the Bipartisan Policy Center, which conducted the study. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Before we get into the recommendations, how much do overdoses appear to be increasing this year?
That's a great question. We don't have definitive data, but anecdotally, what we're hearing is that there's a limitation in access to treatment as well as harm reduction services that could be likely exacerbating the opioid use disorder epidemic. Our analysis in the report focuses on the pre-pandemic time period, looking at the federal government's commitment in the year 2019 to support states and localities like the state of Ohio in combating the epidemic.
What did it look like pre-pandemic?
We found about 60 different funding streams from the federal government going to states like Ohio, totaling about $7.6 billion for the state of Ohio. It's about $271 million in 2019. These are resources going to support prevention, treatment, and recovery activities. Also, some resources for interdiction, which is critical given that illicit fentanyl continues to drive the epidemic, particularly in states like Ohio. We also found increasing overdose deaths due to polysubstance use. So it's not just about opioids, but individuals using opioids with methamphetamine, with cocaine. We're also seeing increasing rates of overdose in communities of color. I think the theme of the report being released is that constant vigilance is critical. This is still a public health challenge that hasn't gone anywhere. And as you mentioned, potentially exacerbated now in 2020, given the COVID-19 pandemic.
How is the pandemic making this worse?
Well, we're hearing, for example, that many syringe exchange programs, which are incredibly important for injection drug users to get them into treatment, doesn't promote drug use. Many of those have been closed because of the pandemic, which is concerning. We've heard about potential limitations as well as treatment. We've also seen on the flip side some promising changes in rules and regulations. For example, during COVID-19 pandemic, the use of telemedicine to initiate buprenorphine and medication-assisted treatment. During COVID-19, also allowing take-home doses of methadone from opioid treatment facilities. So I think we are seeing some positive changes there, and all of that can help mitigate some of the challenges with respect to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Are we sure this is because of the pandemic, or could there be other reasons?
Absolutely. So the opioid use disorder, as you know, has started well before the pandemic. And you're right, the concern is that pandemic in different ways could be exacerbating the epidemic.
Getting to your recommendations, what does your report say the federal government should do to help fight this epidemic?
There really needs to be a commitment of sustainable funding for states and localities. Again, the minority of individuals who have opioid use disorder are currently on medication-assisted treatment. That needs to change, so there needs to be a commitment there. At the same time, we need to evaluate current streams of funding to ensure that they're effective, going to where they need to be and making a difference. Also, particularly, this is important for communities of color where there's a treatment gap. We need culturally competent interventions to support individuals getting into treatment and being retained in treatment. I think the second recommendation at the federal level is to help states and localities really hone in on at-risk populations.
Spending related to fighting the opioid crisis in Ohio more than doubled from fiscal year 2017, when it was at over $119 million, to fiscal year 2019 at $271.5 million. How could Ohio and local governments improve their response?
Ohio actually has many different programs that are focused on at-risk populations, that are focused on non-fatal overdoses and getting people into treatment. So I think there are many things that Ohio is doing right now, just that the scale of the epidemic is such that much more needs to be done at all levels.
I've been talking with Dr. Anand Parekh, Chief Medical Advisor of the Bipartisan Policy Center, about the pandemic and the rising number of opioid-related overdose deaths. Thanks for the information.
Thank you so much.